When you have a dear friend who has, let's say, less dear children, it's time to ask Auntie. And I'm thrilled to welcome our honorary aunties, comedian and creator of an ABC TV show on parenting called The Role of a Lifetime, Nazeem Hussain. Hi, Nazeem.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. And in Ngunnawal country, broadcaster and author James Finlay. Hi, James.
Hello. It's great to be back.
Okay, it's lovely to have you back. Okay, so let's do a quick gut check, James. What's your experience hanging out with other people's children? How do you rate that experience out of 5 stars?
Oh, look, it varies, but I'm giving it a solid 2.5, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
Look, yeah.
All right.
I'll keep the rest of my thoughts to myself.
Yep, but it's nice to know where you stand on this particular situation. What about you, Nazeem? Other people's children. Fan?
I think mentally and emotionally we're on very similar levels. So, you know, I think I've always related to kids. I related to kids when I was a kid and I've never sort of stopped.
You're kind of a big kid, aren't you, Nazeem?
What was that?
You're a big kid yourself.
I'm a big kid, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And I feel like, on my tax return, you know, I claim an income from that, personality. Just being a child in an adult's body. So, they're fine with me. I don't know how their parents are with me constantly relating to their kids more than them, but I love kids.
Okay, great. Okay, today's message comes from Amy, who's emailed in. Amy says, "Dear aunties, I have a longtime friend who I feel like I'm losing. I need your help. We've been close for over a decade. We are both from the same town in New South Wales, but fled to Sydney at around the same time, creating our own little support network as we found places to live and built up our careers. We've been traveling together in places like Vietnam and Cambodia, and we've been each other's emergency contact and consoled each other after heartbreak. For the past few years, she's been married to a great guy. I don't see as much of her now as I used to, and I really miss that connection that we once had. I get on with her husband really well, but the main reason I see less of her is that they now have 2 kids. Okay. Nazeem, does this feel like, is this a familiar feeling when, you know, friends kind of move on to a different life stage?
I understand how she feels because when I made the transition to full-time comedian, which basically means I work 30 minutes at night, I felt that sort of that gap between me and my friends, you know, like I'd want to hang out during the day just doing the things that we would do when we were at uni, and they're all at work. Full-time jobs, you know, and I remember feeling real kind of like lonely and almost like cheated on by their choice of, you know, choosing employment over hanging out with me, their lifelong friend. But, you know, you sort of come to the realization that you can't make them, you sort of have to work around their life stage. I can't tell them to leave their work or hang out with me like the old days.
You got to kind of go with the flow. James, as the child-free auntie in this mix, how much effort does it take to maintain ties and connections to friends who have kids? What are the challenges?
Oh, it's really difficult. And it took me a while to realize that it just gets to a point where like, okay, well, it's been great hanging out for the last decade or whatever. I guess I'll see you in another 10 years. Because the parents are just so busy. They've got other priorities. They have different things to talk about, like changing nappies and, you know, showing videos of their kids cutting fruit and whatnot. And it's just a different life. It's a different lifestyle. So, yeah, I've just had to come to peace with that I will be seeing less of my friends once they have children, which is what has been happening over the past fair few years. But this is the thing. Some of my friends that had kids early, I'm seeing a lot more of them now because their kids are a little bit older now. Exactly. And, you know, and so, yeah, you just have to make peace with the fact that you're going to see these friends less and you're going to have to make new friends.
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't know. I see where you're coming from and I feel that. But I feel like we've sort of become less tolerant of that sort of village that we used to live in. You know, we all used to just be amongst each other despite the various stages of life that we're in. But now it's like, oh, you've got kids, you're doing the parent thing. Well, I'm going to be over here doing this single. Like, we all kind of used to
It's hard, isn't it?
More enmeshed.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that we definitely agree that it's definitely hard to make these kind of two groups come together. I know you're champing at the bit, James.
I need to move on
to the next chapter of Amy's saga. I will come back. I'll come back to you, I promise. But just for now, back to Amy. Amy says, here's my problem. The kids are just too much right now. They are beautiful as babies, but now as boys, they are noisy, aggressive, and rude, once pulling my hair as a, quote, joke. I never get to see my friend alone. It's always with her kids. They never let her attention wander from them for a second. Otherwise, they start screaming and fighting each other. I get that young kids are a handful, but I cannot think straight around them, and my friend is oblivious to my distress. Other friends have kids who with kids have noticed this too. They say my friend and her partner do let their kids run wild, and they've also cut back on time with her as well. Yeah. I've tried asking her out in evenings to concerts, but she says she's too tired or can't get her partner to stay home that night, so I've given up on that. Okay. Nazim, there's a lot here. Casting judgment on your friends, children, and their parenting. How is this landing for you?
I would say, like, the first step would be just try to understand that your once carefree friend wants nothing more than to be carefree and is more self-conscious of her kids running around and being crazy than you are annoyed by them. Like, there's nothing more that they want than to just hang out and have an adult conversation. So
Amy says her friend is oblivious to the distress.
I think that's probably a perception problem.
Okay.
No parent is more aware of, like, you take your kid to the supermarket or on a plane, like, the parent of that kid is like, please behave. All they want is their kid to just be normal and quiet and well-behaved and just doing some homework or something. But, you know, it's just everyone has a different approach to trying to rein their kid in, but you know, no one's going to nail it.
James, I want to bring you back in. What is a sort of red flagging itself for you in this situation right now?
Oh, I feel like I've been on the right track since the beginning. I feel like...
You're confident.
Okay. I feel even more confident. So I think no one has time for kids pulling hair when you're out for a coffee or out for lunch or something. Take these kids out of your catch-up rotation, I say. If your friend is the collateral damage, so be it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
He's just going to snip.
I'm doubling
down. Pruning.
Well, look, if you're going to make a friend choose between their kids and you, like, what happens if they choose you? Those kids are going to be after you when they're adults.
They legally can't choose you, actually. They're obliged.
You're going to create all sorts of mummy or daddy issues in those.
Well, then that's more fodder for Life Matters. And from a content perspective, I do welcome that.
I welcome that.
Do that follow-up episode in 15 years.
Absolutely, of course. I'll still be here. Let's get back to the final chapter with Amy. And this is what she said. The reason I connected with my friend was because of her free spirit, spontaneity, and laid-back approach to life. But now I realize that's exactly the attitude that's making the kids so feral. Maybe I'm too judgmental and uptight. And I realize I must be coming off as selfish, but is it too much to ask that they are elsewhere when I'm around? I need your help to set up a boundary that allows me quality time with one of my oldest friends without worrying about having one of her kids swinging from my hair or getting upset that I'm attacking how she parents. How do I do this? You guys are having the best time.
It's very funny. Well, the thing is, I relate to the kid because I used to be that crazy kid that would just, and now I'm like, oh my, like, I feel so bad for my mum. And the friendships that have survived, like, those are real friends. And actually, I do have.
So you were that hair pull.
I was that insane child. Like, yeah. And as if that's hard to imagine.
No,
but,
no.
You know, but I do remember those adults that were actually playful with me and now we're all, I'm an adult, they're older adults, but we kind of relate and connect. And I feel like there's this really long-term, you know, like, they would be, you know, yeah, like, figures.
They remember old Nazim. Yeah.
And they accepted me for being a child. I was expressing symptoms of childhood.
What is the problem? He is a child. James, exactly. I know that you are a really direct, cut-to-the-chase kind of person,
yes.
Right? But would this challenge even you, asking a friend to not have their kids around while you still hang out. That is very awkward.
No, I don't think it is. So, okay. I think set up boundaries. This is because look, while Nazim, you feel like that you are the child, I feel like I finally you've read out my letter on Ask Auntie Life Matters. Okay, so be prepared. Like, so set up boundaries because you've got to think about what you want from this relationship, right? Worst case, you had a good time in the past and it's over for a while. Best case scenario, she learns and changes. But seriously, like, I've got friends that are like, you know what? I don't want to bring the kids. I just want us to hang out. If this friend doesn't have the emotional intelligence to see that you're not having a good time when you see each other, I think there's question marks.
But can I just suggest that this is a friend who is probably quite overwhelmed by the status of parenting to quite like, you know, like Nazim said, you know, children diagnosed with the problem of being children.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like they're very tired. And the extra step of saying, can you find childcare? Can we hang out at a time where you're probably exhausted? Is that actually reasonable?
Well, I think I think you need to have that conversation with your friend. If you and your friend aren't able to have these conversations, then, you know, if you've known each other for that long, it shouldn't be that hard for you to actually have a deeper meaningful about how your friend is feeling.
Okay.
And how it's making you feel.
Nazim, I hear you. What do you want to say about this?
Like, I was going to say, like, maybe your friend is expecting you to raise your bar. And
in what way?
You know, just to be more... you know, with respect, understanding of their situation. However, I think I found a middle ground. Right?
Please.
Kids, but you don't want to kick them out of the, you know, of the parents' life for an hour or two. How about you assess how much is your friendship worth? If it's worth about $500, buy an iPad, get some headphones, give it to the kids. They will shut up, all right, for as long as that YouTube video. Just get a series of Bluey videos. You will not hear a word from them, all right? It's just like... It is a drug for kids, the tablet, all right?
Yep.
So that solves all our problems at home.
Okay.
I want 10 minutes on my brain, iPad.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm really glad that we could come at this situation from two different perspectives. Nazim Hussain, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm going to go back to the playground.
See you later. See you on the swings. And James Finlay, thank you. You can hear James on ABC Canberra, or you can read his book, Great Sexpectations.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.